Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. What a beautiful, beautiful invitation that we have on this Easter time. We are on our 20th day of celebrating life. Life that is permanent. Life that is filled with so much that we can rejoice. Hello again on this Friday following the third Sunday of Easter. Welcome, ICCEC Europe. Thank you again, Bishop Elmer Belmonte, for being able to be given an opportunity to share today. This is truly a great day, a great season. This is a great life. And there is nothing that we can exchange it for. In fact, if I recall the words of St. John Paul II, he said, "Do not abandon yourself to despair. We are the Easter people, and hallelujah is our song." Don't abandon yourself to despair. We are the Easter people. We are the people of resurrection, of life, of hope. We are filled with so many things that there is nothing that can keep us keep us from what God is doing in our life and in the work that He is accomplishing in and through us. There is so much to be rejoicing in. There is so much to have that we can see in the work that we have. Continuing with the thought, digressing a bit from the sharing of Bishop Elmer in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, although that is also a very powerful teaching that we can rejoice in and see and celebrate. We continue with the attitude of prayer as we see that even in our first reading today, which was basically, it's not read, but it's part of our readings, is the book of Daniel. And here, where Daniel was now under Darius, the Medo-Persian king or emperor, and one of the things that Daniel was defined or was described that as is someone who had an extraordinary spirit. And he showed this in the story by being a man of prayer. It was his custom to pray. So much so that when there was a ban or an edict which prohibited prayer, he continued to be relentless in his prayer. Because prayer really causes a change. It is an instrument, a means. That's why this whole year, we were faced with so many things. And yes, there were times where we seemingly are unaware or even uncertain of where we would go and what will the future be. Countless requests that have come. But it was your prayer, my dear brother and sister. It was our prayer together that made a difference. Why? Because prayer may not give the results that we all want. Some people continue to remain sick. Some even passed away. But prayer, more than just giving what we want and desire, prayer brings us to a connection with life, with the life of God. And that life, no one can snuff out. No one can terminate. Because in Christ, death has no more sting. In Christ, death has no more victory. We are now reconciled and made one with the life giver, the light giver, and the love giver. You see, that's what 2 John is all about. It's about love. And that love is said, it says there, comes with the obedience of the people of God. Because it is love that gives obedience its meaning. You see, obedience by itself is just human effort. It is just many times blind submission. But obedience in the context of God and the resurrection is life-giving. Because obedience has now light. It is no longer blind. It is now filled with light. That light is the love of God. It is God's love that gives obedience its meaning and its purpose. And this is why I believe what the power of Christ's ministry. As we look at the gospel today, we see here Christ giving a new definition to the healing ministry that he has himself had. Remember, that healing ministry was no longer just to give physical health. With Christ and what the resurrection has done, healing takes a totally different dimension. When you and I pray for the healing of the people that we pray for, and we should continue to do so, to believe, we are not only believing for a physical health and strength to be restored, but we are, more than that, connecting these people to the very life of the kingdom of God. That is the hope that we can have. Because as I said, we human beings, we get healed, we get medication, medical science and even technology has advanced so much that we get health. But even that health is limited. It has its terminal point because we all eventually have to face death. But now, the healing that God gives through the resurrection of Jesus Christ is no longer limited just to a physical healing. It now transforms and translates. It now goes beyond just the physical healing. It gives us the very life of the God who is the author of life. We are no longer just physical bodies. We are going to walk in the power of the Spirit. And it says there, the same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is the same Spirit that will give life to our mortal bodies. You know, we grieve with the things that we see in the news today. We grieve and are pained by people, many, some of them even our loved ones, people who are our friends, relatives, classmates, people who are our acquaintances. They have lost their lives. Some are still in the healing process. But once we realize that when we do pray, we will have an ability now to bring the resurrection power of Jesus to all of them. That even those who may have succumbed to what we call death, death is no longer something that we just accept as natural. Death, we now see, is the enemy that Christ has conquered, that we have overcome in Christ, and that we have triumphed over. And that even though death may have its sting, it was lost in the resurrection. When Christ rose from the dead, he held the keys of death, hell, and the grave over sin and all its effects. The evil has been wiped away. This is the beauty. And that's why I continue to encourage you, brothers and sisters, our prayers, your prayers do matter, because prayer brings us to the very realm of life, to the very realm of God, to the very realm of love, the very realm that God has given. Let us continue to walk in these provisions. Let us continue to put our hands together in faith. To you, ICC Europe, to you in North America, to the Filipinos in the Philippines and abroad, wherever we are the Easter people. And hallelujah is our song. Let life continue to flow in your life today.